So thank you guys for your support. Thank you so much for sending me there. That was incredible. And I'm hoping that me and some of you guys can go next time. And hopefully Yuli will come in June too. So pray for that one.
Okay. Well, I was writing notes as fast as I could, but we're going to pray not only for Emily, of course, but let's pray for Dory, Angela, Yuli, Ella, and my favorite, Melcy. So let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name, for our dear Emily, Lord, your ambassador, Jesus. The love for the people, God, as these are our brothers and sisters, Jesus, so far away, but yet we're bound by the cross. God, help us. Lord, help us to continue to support this venture, Lord Jesus. God, as this can be just the beginning. And Lord, in your dispensation, Lord, in your timing of all things, Lord, we ask that this might be our time, Lord, to join and to support this couple, Lord, who is leading a nation of 1% Christians, Lord. Please, God, pour your spirit out, Lord. Let the gospel go forth, just like it did in the days of Paul and Titus and Timothy, Lord. Let this be a new beginning, God. And thank you once again for using Emily. We pray for her friends, Lord. And their daughters, God, please help them. Help them feel the encouragement, Lord, even now, from their brothers and sisters so far away, God. And Lord, for Angela and Dory and, what's the brother's name? Melcy, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, please, that he might come to know you, Lord. He's doing your work and he doesn't even know it. God, please, Lord, bring him to know you personally, Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that, again, you would pour out your comfort, your love, your healing upon this nation, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be part of it. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Ah. Jesus said it, right? He said it. He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Yeah, Samaria, and the outermost parts. Man, Albania is out there. It is out there. It's far, far away. But yet here, somehow the Lord has made a way for a woman in Julian to go with medicine, with love, and to bring hope to those people in the name of Jesus Christ. That's awesome. That's amazing. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that God is doing now. Well, I'm looking forward to joining in this venture. And I put some effort into learning John 3:16. This is, Emily bought me a Albanian Geg Bible. It has a translation of English in it. And so I thought I can learn one verse at least. And of course, if there's any verse to learn, it's John 3:16. It encapsulates the gospel. Hacia da diene lemen chicosote Vicente. Scale hope. Do comex suigito nasio se perennia. No gedigo, bien bot, pero ejo pucot. John 3:16. There you go. That's a start. It's a start, right? And I'm so looking forward to seeing what God's going to do with this. It's going to be really, really amazing. Well, hey, with our short little quarter left, fourth quarter, going into the fourth quarter here, 11 o'clock, I want to give us a glimpse of heaven. We're going to transition here. And again, as we talk about the change of the seasons, and we know through the gathered information, through the gathered knowledge of going into this season of spring. As I mentioned before, those direct rays of the sun shining right on the equator, making for that division of night and day, and now an increasing amount of light going into the northern hemisphere. And we can know meteorologically that the weather changes because of the warming ocean currents and the stored energy of the earth. We're going to have these different pressure pockets, high pressure, low pressure. It's going to create these dynamic systems of weather. And we can say, pretty much certain, that from here until September, things will eventually get drier and warmer. Spring has come. We know meteorologically that spring weather will soon be here. Julian. What are some of the sights and the sounds of the new season here in Julian? Well, I bet if we were to go around, if we had more time, we could all name something. But we know the trees are beginning to bud. You see the manzanita trees have the flowers come out. Because of that, you see the bees gathering around and they're buzzing. We see that the daffodils have burst forth. The irises are coming up. Soon the lilacs will be here. The seasonal grasses are carpeting the hillsides. This is one of those times you like to drive down to Ramona, and you can see all the green hills, even to Escondido. We see that the seasonal grasses are bursting out. See that again, that the birds are chirping. And of course, the biggest sign in Julian, the weed whackers and the chainsaws are buzzing and roaring. They're visible. Again, for the most part, spring has arrived, and here it is. After this, meta tauta, after this, we know will come summer, the change of seasons. So figuratively speaking, we have arrived in a new season in the reading of the book of Revelation. In the revelation of Jesus Christ, we can know by the word of God, by the scriptures, by 3,500 years of compiled writing of the scriptures, the knowledge of God, 66 different books, 40 different authors, that we have come to a new season in Revelation chapter 4. And I have come to learn that there's these dispensations of God, where God reveals himself to and his purposes, his work, to people in certain ways and in different times throughout the world. And again, this is called the dispensation of God. He administers things at a certain point in time, at a divinely appointed time, he does things. And before I go on, I'm hoping that this is one of God's dispensations, one of his appointed times for us, Julian, Hillside Church, to bless Albania, that this is the time. The time has arrived. I'm really hoping for that. But most theologians would say there's seven dispensations. The freedom to say seven seasons. Dispensation of innocence, which is that beginning time when, again, God gave Adam and Eve, he created them in the garden, they were to tend the garden, and there's this dispensation of innocence. It was very short-lived, for as you know, of course, Adam and Eve disobeyed God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in that way, that dispensation of innocence was done with. But then there was a second dispensation called the dispensation of conscience. Again, God's revelation of himself to a certain people through the ages. And it lasted about 1,650 years. And a third dispensation of human government, which goes from about Genesis 8, and it goes on until the time of the giving of the law to Moses, the giving of the promise to Abraham. So there's a dispensation of promise to Abraham. And then we get to the fifth and sixth ones, which are very important for us. And they're summed up in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. I want to read it. It says this: God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in the times past to the fathers by the prophets, again, speaking of those dispensations of the law given to Moses and also of the dispensation given to Abraham. God revealed himself through the giving of the law, through the promise given to Abraham. Last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So now we are in this time called the dispensation or the season of grace. And it began with the new covenant and the blood of Jesus Christ on that Good Friday. Man, he took it from the lamb that was slain in the time of Moses to becoming the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. That began. Simply by trusting in Jesus Christ, by putting our faith in Jesus, be saved. Be saved. As Ken shared last week, he said, faith for us is the starting point. And then to our faith, we add things. And Ken preached about that from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, adding things to our faith that are good things to help us have that productive life, that fruitful life. But it all starts with faith, faith. And that's this season of grace that we're in right now, which I call the summer season. Why do you call it the summer season? Because there are four feasts, again, that I've mentioned before, that are in the fall that the Jews have celebrated. And all these feasts always point to Jesus, every one of them. The Jews would take that bread, anything out of their house, of course, that had leaven in it. Leaven was the sign of sin. They think about the times when they had to flee Egypt so quickly. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus is our sinless Savior, sinless Savior. And we're called to a life without leaven. We're called to resist sin, to put sin away from us. And then, of course, you have first fruits, Easter. The Jews would celebrate that first tender harvest that would come. The Bible says Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection. He was the first to rise from the dead and never die again. Now you say, well, Lazarus, Jesus, yes, of course, Lazarus, Jesus rose him from the dead, if I can say that. But he died again. But Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection, and we followed. Hope of the resurrection, because of Jesus rising from the dead. And then, of course, 50 days after first fruits, Pentecost, celebrating the fullness of the harvest. You know, it's really coming in now. That was the day the Holy Spirit came, on Pentecost. He was poured out on the apostles. And then all those who received the gospel, 3,000 were saved. That was a great harvest. But it was really just the beginning. Now we're in the summer season. Those four have been completed in Jesus. He fulfilled all those. What's next? The Feast of Trumpets. Trumpets comes up next. And I believe that as we read, as we finish our time, these last 8 minutes, we're going to just reread this portion. That Jesus Christ, let's read it. I think I'd be ready, but I'm not. Revelation chapter 4. Let's just read through 1 through 11. Whenever we get done, that's what God wants. Right, Emily? That's right. After these things, after the church age is over, I, John, looked and behold, a door standing open in heaven. Man, the open door is always Jesus. Again, the summer season, the door's open for anybody. Anybody can come to Jesus right now. It's wide open. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this, meta tauta. After what? After the church age. After the summer is over, here comes the fall. So John, man, stone. It's got purple hues in it, beautiful. And a sardius stone in appearance, which is a fiery red. And there was a rainbow around the throne. Again, reminding of that covenant that was established. A rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. So it's mostly greens on this rainbow. Around the throne were 24 thrones. There's a circle of thrones. And on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Who are the elders? Who are those people? Well, most would say that just like the elders in this church, for the benefit of the church, so too, most would say these elders represent the church. You're not going to hear about the church between Revelation 5 to 19. The church is never mentioned on earth. The church is not mentioned. Why? Because the Bible says we're not appointed unto wrath. The wrath, again, I know it sounds like a broken record, but the wrath of God has been poured out on the cross, and we trusted in Jesus. He took our sins with him. Man, that wrath was poured out already. We're not appointed unto wrath. Our sins have been dealt with. So we're not going to suffer the same punishment as those who've rejected Jesus Christ. It just doesn't line up with Scripture. It does not. Again, the story of Noah, the story of Lot, the story of Rahab. Because you have kept my commands to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial. Jesus is good. He's going to keep us from that. The 24 elders sitting on the thrones, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns on their heads. That describes us. We're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We're clothed in white. And as Paul told Timothy, I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Therefore is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord himself will bestow upon me, and not to me only, but to all who await his appearance. So the white clothing and the crown, it's describing the Christian, the church. It's describing the church. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the we're going to go into chapter 5 and 6. Man, this great tribulation is coming. It's on the way. And it says, there's the Holy Spirit right there in the midst of it. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne of God, which are the seven spirits of God, which we know from our previous study that that's the fullness of the Holy Spirit. It's representative of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, read about the sevenfold work of the Holy Spirit. It's there. And then the last thing I want to share, this is the weirdest part. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass, crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and by the way, a sea of glass like crystal, if you've been to the ocean or you go to a lake, you know that that is a calm time. Man, to me, this tells you the church is getting... We get to heaven, it's going to be calm. It's going to be a calming sense right away to be with Jesus Christ. But he says this, in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like an ox or a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. They do not rest day or night, saying, holy, holy, holy. Lord God, aren't you glad these creatures are on our side? I'm glad. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive and by your will they exist and were created. That's a pretty awesome king on the throne right there. It is. And again, this king is enthroned with color. As Paul wrote to Timothy, man, God dwells in light unapproachable. John says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. He emanates light. And even in our glorified bodies, we can't fully see him because John says, I could see the light emanating. You know, that's as much as he can see. He sees that. But again, these creatures, one like a lion, one like an ox, the third like a face like a man, the fourth living creature like of the movement of that suffering. He came as the Lion of Judah. He came as a servant. But in John's gospel, he's going to come and reign forever. So all these represent him. But yet, these are real creatures. And you say, well, I've seen these things before. I have seen them. Yes, you have seen them before. If you've read the Bible before, you've seen them in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. You've seen them in Ezekiel chapter 10. You've seen them in Isaiah 6, verses 2 through 3. You've seen these cherubim and these seraphim. You've seen them from the beginning in Genesis when the Lord put one of them to guard the entrance to the garden with a flaming sword going every direction. These are mighty, mighty angelic beings is what they are. And again, I'm so glad that their ultimate purpose is to glorify God. And it outdoes any Harry Potter story, anything like that. You can't even get close what we have here in heaven. And so John gives us a glimpse of heaven. And as I wrote in your notes, boy, I mean, all I could think of was words. There's a king on a throne. There's colors. There's a circle of thrones. There's crowns. There's cosmic activity. It's a crystal clear sea. There's creatures. And there's a chorus. There's a chorus. And I think that's the most important part. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Who's that? That's Jesus. That's Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word The elders are praising the Lord. So we ought to praise the Lord too. And that's where we're going to end right there. Let's pray together. Thank you, dear God, in Jesus' name once again. Lord, thank you for giving us this glimpse of heaven through the Apostle John. Lord Jesus, you spoke it, John wrote it, and now we're reading it almost 2,000 years later. It's amazing, Jesus. Lord, I ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you would impress these things upon our hearts, that, Lord, you would fill us with comfort and joy and love and a desire, Lord, to share the gospel with all those that we can, especially, Lord, in these next 2 weeks, God, help us. As there is an open door, there's an open door to present you, Jesus, as the open door. That we would not shrink back from inviting a friend to a kid's play or a Good Friday service or a Saturday presentation or a sunrise service on Sunday. Lord, please, God, help us. And Lord, even before we invite somebody to church, let us be the church that shares the gospel, Lord, that shares the simple truth that Jesus, you took the penalty and the debt for our sins on the cross with you. You paid the price for our sins, Lord, and because of that, and Lord, I'm praying if there's anybody here today that has grasped anything from what we talked about, whether Emily shared it or I shared it or they heard it in a song, Jesus, if somebody has felt the tug of the Holy Spirit upon their heart, I pray that they would pray a prayer like this right now. Jesus, please, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. I have rejected you for so long, but now, Jesus, I know I need to receive you. I need you to cover my sins, Lord. I need you to have your blood cover my dark sin. And other Christians. Please, God, help me. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. And Lord, for those of us who have walked with you for a while, help us not to lose our zeal, God. Help us not to become crotchety Christians, Lord, that don't want to do anything. God, help us to go forth in the newness of the season, God, to share the words of life, your words, Jesus. Your words. That God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world would be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving people in Albania, in Julian, in Shelter Valley, in Ramona. Thank you, Jesus. God, help us now. Lord, we thank you in advance for the food we're about to eat, Lord, for what's been brought from Albania and Shelter Valley and Julian, Lord. Thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, let's stand and sing our closing song. You want to stand up and say, yes, I receive. Away now, it's 3 feet, but maybe we're going to push the envelope and go 2 feet, 18 inches maybe. You know, maybe, you know, I don't know. 18 inches. That's actually 3.5 feet, but that's okay.
18 inches.
Let's go 2 feet, 6 inches. How about that? Anyway. All right, God bless you.
So open up the gates, make way before the King of Kings. Our God who comes to save is here to set to stop the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power. We'll be right back. of the Lord.
We look forward to that day, Lord, when we'll all be bowing before you. We do it voluntarily right now, Lord. We pray that so many would come to you and bow their knee before you. Help us to go out and share the good news. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hey, once again, please don't rush out. There's a homemade flan from Rachel Lepe made some flan. We've got some olive oil from Albania with bread. That was homemade bread. So bread, olive oil, pan dulce, cookies. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the company. Pray with somebody. God bless you.